You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Topic: the power and the blame of Satan. Is Satan and his demons able to read our minds? Do you have it happen to you sometimes that you wake up drenched and you feel so sick? I sure do, and I need to tell you that today's message is the result of one of those nights. Not that the writing comes forth out of this, but because of this terrible night, I decided to look back into my favorite messages that were taught before. No, praise the Lord, it is never an exact repeat, because then we could just put on a recording. God has given me the care of Eagle Wings Charismatic Ministries International, and with that comes certain responsibilities, and one of them is to make sure that a timely and current message is delivered. A couple of years ago, I was asked the question, are Satan and his demons able to read our minds and know our thoughts? Wow, that is a question that you can answer in a very simple way with a yes or a no. However, what is that doing? It will establish more doubt. A question like this needs to be answered from a scriptural perspective, and this previous Bible study, that is what this was before, will answer that question. Satan is the emperor of data mining. If you do not know yet what that is, then I'm sure you missed some of the news this week. It is all over the news. The NSA, National Security Agency, gets data from all the big and small internet and phone providers. They even are responsible for some of the software used with Kinect, which was a Microsoft device with a built-in camera that lets you play interactive games, take pictures, and much more. This was the must-have tool on the Xbox for many years, which is now also, but in a lesser way, embedded in the Windows operating system. Wow. Does this mean now that the government has information on all aspects of our lives? Phone, email, Skype, chat, Facebook, etc., 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 etc.? Yes, 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 and yes on all. When you have one of those grocery cards from the major chains, they most likely also know your shopping habits. So who then is Satan? Because that is what we are talking about today. Are we not? Are you telling me that the government is Satan? Ouch. No, I'm not saying that. The IRS then? Okay, you got me there. I've said that before, comparing the IRS to Satan, because they take so much from us in taxes. Mark Twain said, "What is the difference between a taxidermist and a tax collector? The taxidermist takes only your skin." Mark Twain Notebook, 1902. No. Why I was telling you all this is because of the collection of data, which is called data mining. The sending and receiving phone number, what tower you are connected to, or in other words, location triangulation, the length of the conversation, how many emails you send out and to whom, how long they are, etc., etc. I would surely like you to keep this in the back of your head now, as we are going to start to put to bed this age-old question. Can Satan read our minds? Who is Satan? To answer this question, we first need to establish who is Satan and who are his demons. Satan, or his angelic name Lucifer, is a fallen angel, an angel fallen out of God's grace and cast out of God's presence. Ezekiel teaches us the following, Ezekiel 28, 12, 13, Amplified Bible. "Son of man, take up a lamentation over the king of Tyre and say to him, thus says the Lord God, you are the full measure and pattern of exactness, giving the finishing touch to all that constitutes completeness, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, the carnelian, topaz, jasper, chrysolite, beryl, onyx, sapphire, carbuncle, and emerald. And your settings and your sockets and engravings were wrought in gold. On the day that you were created, they were prepared." This speech, though not addressed to Satan himself, seems to be ironically spoken against his evil genius, fulfilling itself in and through the human ruler, who appropriates to himself the honors due only to God, as in the case of the king of Babylon. Isaiah 14:12, 15, Amplified Bible. How have you fallen from heaven, O lightbringer and daystar, son of the morning? How you have been cut down to the ground, you who weakened and laid low the nations, O blasphemous, satanic king of Babylon. And you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of assembly in the uttermost north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, Hades, to the innermost recesses of the pit, the region of the dead. The Hebrew for this expression, lightbringer or shining one, is translated Lucifer in the Latin Vulgate and is thus translated in the King James Version. But because of the association of that name with Satan, it is not used in the Amplified Bible and other translations. Here is to be seen a foreshadowing of the beast, who is to attribute to himself divine rights in the time of the end. Ezekiel 28:14, 18, Amplified Bible. You were the anointed cherub that covers with overshadowing wings, and I set you so. You were upon the holy mountain of God. You walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire, like the paved work of gleaming sapphire stone upon which the God of Israel walked on Mount Sinai. You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created until iniquity and guilt were found in you. Through the abundance of your commerce, you were filled with lawlessness and violence, and you sinned. Therefore, I cast you out as a profane thing from the mountain of God, and the guardian cherub drove you out from the midst of the stones of fire. Your heart was proud and lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I lay you before kings that they might gaze at you. You have profaned your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities and the enormity of your guilt, by the unrighteousness of your trade. Therefore, I have brought forth a fire from your midst. It has consumed you, and I have reduced you to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all who looked at you. In this passage, we read that Satan is a fallen angel, a cherub. Revelation teaches us that Satan is indeed very powerful, so powerful that he took one-third of the angels with him. Revelation 12, 4, Amplified Bible. His tail swept across the sky and dragged down a third of the stars and flung them to the earth. And the dragon stationed himself in front of the woman who was about to be delivered so that he might devour her child as soon as she brought it forth. Daniel 8:10, Amplified Bible. And in my vision this horn grew great, even against the host of heaven, God's true people, the saints, and some of the host and of the stars, priests, it cast down to the ground and trampled on them. How powerful is Satan? Satan was most likely one of the most powerful angels in heaven to be able to influence so many of the heavenly angels. Even after his fall from heaven, not even Michael the archangel dared to confront him without the Lord's help. Jude 1, 9, Amplified Bible. But when even the archangel Michael, contending with the devil, judicially argued, disputed about the body of Moses, he dared not presume to bring an abusive condemnation against him, but simply said, "The Lord rebuke you." Satan is described as the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. Ephesians 2:2, Amplified Bible, in which at one time you walked habitually. You were following the course and fashion of this world, were under the sway of the tendency of this present age, following the prince of the power of the air. You were obedient to and under the control of the demon spirit that still constantly works in the sons of disobedience, the careless, the rebellious, and the unbelieving who go against the purposes of God. Is Satan omnipotent and omnipresent? Despite his significant power, it is crucial to understand that Satan is not omnipresent nor omnipotent. These attributes are solely characteristics of God. The Bible does not provide any basis for the belief that Satan and his demons can read our minds. Such an ability would necessitate a degree of omnipresence and omniscience, which they simply do not possess. Nevertheless, Satan and his demons have been observing and tempting human beings for thousands of years. They have effectively been data mining mankind since the dawn of time. They can overhear our conversations, and although they do not know our thoughts, they are adept at making educated guesses about what we might be thinking and then use those inferences to tempt us. Imagine if you have been alive for 65 years, responsible for grocery shopping since your 15th birthday. Every time you pass by the Brussels sprouts, you wrinkle your nose in dislike. If someone observes this behavior consistently, they could confidently predict that you will not buy Brussels sprouts. Similarly, if someone has smoked the same brand of cigarettes for a long time, it's easy to predict their brand choice. This principle applies to a variety of behaviors and preferences. Thus, if we can make these educated guesses about each other, imagine what Satan, with his millennia of observation, might infer about human behavior. James 4, 7, Amplified Bible. So be subject to God. Resist the devil, stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. This verse emphasizes the importance of submitting ourselves to God as a defense against the devil. Reading the minds of people. In the book of Daniel, King Nebuchadnezzar demanded his sorcerers and advisors interpret his dream without him revealing it to them. Daniel 2:27, 28, Amplified Bible. Daniel answered the king, "The mysterious secret which the king has demanded, neither the wise men, enchanters, magicians, nor astrologers can show the king. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what it is that shall be in the latter days, at the end of days. Your dream and the visions in your head upon your bed are these." Clearly, the practitioners of witchcraft and sorcery influenced by Satan were unable to interpret or know the king's dream. It was only through the power of the omnipotent and omnipresent God that Daniel was able to do this for the king. The sorcerers and enchanters, reliant on demonic powers, could not read the king's mind, demonstrating that demons lack the ability to read minds. Do demons know everything? Demons, as fallen angels, are not omniscient. They do not possess complete knowledge, including the time of Christ's return. Mark 13:32, Amplified Bible. But of that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. This verse further illustrates that certain knowledge remains beyond the reach of angels and demons. Additionally, there are divine mysteries that even angels long to understand, but cannot. 1 Peter 1:12, Amplified Bible. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things. How it will end. Fortunately, the Bible reveals how the saga of Satan and his demonic helpers will ultimately conclude. Revelation 19:20, Amplified Bible. And the beast was captured, and with it, the false prophet who had performed the signs on its behalf. With these signs, he had deluded those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped its image. The two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. It is essential to recognize that many of the things we do are not directly caused by the devil. Satan might know that you are more likely to step into a car after drinking too much, but he cannot force your actions. He knows what triggers us and can create circumstances that test our patience or faith. He manipulates situations to desensitize us to what is wrong. Rude language, explicit images, movies, music, words that society now accepts as normal. Yet Satan is not the one who utters curse words or promotes ungodly content. He simply creates the environment where such things can flourish. Do we let the Holy Spirit guide us, saying, "No, this is not good. I cannot do this. This is not what Jesus expects of me"? Or do we lash out, serving Satan instead of God? When surrounded by ungodly influences, the line between right and wrong becomes blurred. Wrong slowly becomes right, and right slowly becomes wrong. Satan may not know exactly what we will say or do, but he is skilled at manipulating situations and anticipating outcomes based on our previous behavior. However, God has provided us with an ultimate outcome: death and resurrection. Ultimately, some will join Jesus in heaven and others will join Satan in hell. The question then becomes, where will you go? Amen.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
It received the mark of the beast and worshipped its image. The two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. It is essential to recognize that many of the things we do are not directly caused by the devil. Satan might know that you are more likely to step into a car after drinking too much, but he cannot force your actions. He knows what triggers us and can create circumstances that test our patience or faith. He manipulates situations to desensitize us to what is wrong. Rude language, explicit images, movies, music, words that society now accepts as normal. Yet Satan is not the one who utters curse words or promotes ungodly content. He simply creates the environment where such things can flourish. Do we let the Holy Spirit guide us, saying, "No, this is not good. I cannot do this. This is not what Jesus expects of me"? Or do we lash out, serving Satan instead of God? When surrounded by ungodly influences, the line between right and wrong becomes blurred. Wrong slowly becomes right, and right slowly becomes wrong. Satan may not know exactly what we will say or do, but he is skilled at manipulating situations and anticipating outcomes based on our previous behavior. However, God has provided us with an ultimate outcome: death and resurrection. Ultimately, some will join Jesus in heaven and others will join Satan in hell. The question then becomes, where will you go? Amen.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.